I watched a documentary on how you can build your house out of steel. It was absolutely riveting.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
An ancient monastery was being demolished. As the wrecker's ball began to strike, some older monks looked on with sadness. Some had spent most of their lives within those walls. One looked particularly upset. He fell to his knees as tears streamed down his face. A fellow monk tried to comfort him. "Take heart, brother. God will provide for all your needs." "But you don't understand," replied the tearful monk. "I think I left my iPhone in there." What would you hate to leave behind? What do you value most? Your iPhone? Your car? I met a man who values his dogs more than anything. Each evening, they sit with him at meals as he feeds them steak. He doesn't travel because of the emotional toll it takes on his dogs. Chances are you aren't bowing down to your chihuahua, but often we humans place too much value on the wrong things. And what do you value? Here's how to tell. How do you spend your money? How do you spend your time? Studies estimate that the average young adult spends one-third of their waking hours on their phone. In an average lifetime, humans spend 26 years sleeping, 21 years sitting down, 11 years watching TV, 10.3 years working, 5 years surfing the internet, 4.8 years socializing with friends and family, 4.4 years eating, and 2 years in meetings. Ouch! We will spend just 6 months on activities like church attendance, Bible reading, and prayer, and we will spend 5 months complaining. Did you get that? Most of us will spend more time watching TV than working or hanging out with those we love, and we will give 6 measly months to God in a lifetime. Not long ago, I was reading about the construction of the first temple in Jerusalem under King Solomon. It was a massive undertaking that required 180,000 workers and took 7 years to complete. But did you know it took Solomon 13 years to complete the construction of his own palace? He spent nearly twice as long building his own house as he did building God's house. The Bible doesn't tell us exactly why, though Solomon did have 700 wives. That should be a clue. I have built a house with one wife, so I cannot imagine building a house with that many women offering advice. I'm joking, I think. But the fact that Solomon spent so much time building his palace shows where God fit on his priority list. As he aged, it became clear that he was more concerned about pleasing his many wives than his Creator. 1 Kings 11:4 says, "As Solomon grew old, his wives turned his heart after other gods, and his heart was not fully devoted to the Lord his God." What does your schedule say about you? About your priorities? I talked with a gentleman who said, "I don't have time for church," but he sure has time for his phone. Recently, I had to face this in my own life, and I have not regretted for 1 minute cutting back on screen time, or on complaining, or you fill in the blank. I have yet to meet someone who said, "I've just spent too much time praying, or walking with a child, or reading the Bible, or conversing with friends." In a Berlin art gallery hangs an unfinished painting by Adolf Menzel, intended to show Frederick the Great speaking with some of his generals. Menzel painted the generals in the background, but left the king until last. Menzel died prior to finishing, leaving nothing but a charcoal outline where the king was intended to be. May none of us come to the end of life without having put the king in his rightful place. Paint him in first and walk with God on the pathway to joy. Take drastic steps if you must. Maybe find a building near a wrecking ball and leave your iPhone in it.
Do you appreciate the ministry of Laugh Again? It's our hope that you will join us in prayer and support for Phil and Laugh Again. We thank God for your partnership in bringing a message of hope and joy to listeners across our nation. To donate today, call 1-800-663-2425 or in the U.S. at 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again. Truth bringing laughter to life.